This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 25th. God's word to you today is, Whose Control? Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 33, verses 15 and 16, and it says, Then Moses said, If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. Prioritize God's presence over God's present. Prioritize His presence over His promises, because it is His presence that brings distinction. And that was the crux of Moses' argument and negotiation with God. Moses was saying, It is God's presence with us that makes a difference. It is not the presence that we get from God or the fulfillment of His promises. It is not the big houses that show that we are different from everybody. It is not the big cars that separate us from the world. It is the presence of God. The truth is that no matter how big your house is, there is someone else in the world that has a bigger house. No matter how sleek your car is, there is someone in the world that has a sleeker car. But God is so big that there is nobody else in the world that has a bigger God. Nobody else. Alignment with and being in sync with God is totally indispensable. Revelation 3 verse 20 says, Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. The scripture tells us that if you seek God with all your heart, you will find God. Now this is God Himself knocking at your door. This is reverse seeking, if you will. Will you align with God? Is it going to be your ways as you have always been doing? Or are you going to align your ways with God's ways? Two sounds jump out immediately from this passage of scripture. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. But He did not say, if anyone hears my knock. He says, if anyone hears my voice. Which means, Jesus is not only knocking, He is calling your name. When you stand at the door of someone you love, you do not only knock, you call out their name too, right? For many of us, God has been knocking on your door, trying to get our attention. The knock on the door, and sometimes on our heads, is not to get us to hear the knock, but to get us to hear His voice. And that is the key. If Jesus is in, the oppressors have to go out. If Jesus is in, freedom has come. Because whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Renard Bonnke shared a story about a young man that had a house with 10 rooms. He was oppressed by the devil, bound with chains to bad habits. One day, Jesus knocked and He gladly let him in. Jesus asked for control of the house, but He confined him to just one room. But the devil never showed in the room where Jesus was. So the master suffered defeat until he ceded control to Jesus, and he became totally free of oppression. I am that young man. If Jesus is not Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I give you total control, and I surrender all to you. As the deer, I run to you, and I take refuge in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.